This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government is ready to discuss the issues of air pollution in Lok Sabha. He said that since the matter was raised by the leader of opposition in the Business Advisory Committee, the government needs to look into it and see how the discussion will be structured under the rules. Raising the matter in the zero hour, leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi said it is an important issue that the country is facing right now and hoped that this is not an ideological issue. Mr. Gandhi further added that there will be full agreement between the opposition and the government to discuss the matter in the House. The government has said that crop production in the country has increased by 44% during the last 10 years, marking a significant milestone. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Rajya Sabha today, Union Agriculture and Farmer Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said it has been possible due to use of new seed varieties, modern technologies and improved farming practices between 2014 and 2024. Mr. Chauhan said the Modi government is focusing on enhancing farmers' income and advancing overall agricultural growth. He said a six-point strategy is being implemented to boost agricultural production. President Draupadi Murmu visited Senapati district of Manipur today and inaugurated six different development projects implemented in the district. She also laid the foundation stones for five other development projects for the district. The projects inaugurated by the president include a model residential school development at the cost of 25 crore rupees to two primary health centers upgraded at 10 crore rupees. After reaching Senapati district headquarters, the president met internally displaced persons taking shelter in relief camps and interacted with them. She also met and interacted with the leader of Maram tribe, the only tribe in Manipur under the category of particularly vulnerable tribal groups. Addressing the gathering at the multi-purpose hall, President Draupadi Murmu said that under the Prime Minister Janman, a series of initiatives have been launched for uplifting the tribal community, especially PVTGs, which will further improve their life. Senior Congress leader and former Union Home Minister Shivraj Patil passed away in Latur today at the age of 91. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have condoled his demise. In a social media post, the president said that during his long public life, Mr. Patil held several important positions, including those of Lok Sabha, Speaker, Union Minister, Governor, and a long-standing member of the Parliament. The Lok Sabha also paid tributes to former Lok Sabha Speaker. Both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha today pay tributes to the martyrs of the 13th December 2001 Parliament attack. Members in both the houses observed silence as a mark of respect to the brave security personnel. The death toll in a private bus accident that occurred in Aluri, Sita Ramaraju district of Andhra Pradesh this morning has risen to 9. About 22 people were injured in the mishap, while a total of 35 passengers and two drivers were on board at the time of the accident. The driver of the bus reportedly lost control and the vehicle fell off the road into a gorge and turned turtle. The incident occurred when the bus was heading towards neighboring Telangana state on the Chinturu-Maredu-Mili-Ghat road near Tulasipaka village. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives. Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees to the injured. A total of 1,184 hospitals have been de-empaneled for fraudulent activities under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav said penalties amounting to over rupees 231 crore have also been levied against fraudulent entities. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.